Shri Radha Krishna Govinda Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Mathuram Ki Jai Navadeepam Ki Jai Jagannath Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. Right, so we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 12, text 40. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Sayang guna mahi maya na tvam abhivavishyate maya tameta kalena kala rupena bhagasha Sayam gunamahi maya natvam abhivavishyate maya sameta kalena kala rupena bhagashah Sayam guna mahi maya natvam abhivavishyate maya sameta kalena kala rupena bhagashah Sayam guna mahi maya Atvam abhivavishyate maya sameta kalena kala rupena bhagashah. That insurmountable, iam, this, gunamahi, consisting of the three modes of material nature, maya, illusory energy, Na. Not. Quam. You. Abhivavishyate. Will be able to bewilder in the future. Maya. With me. Sameta. Joined. Kalina. Eternal time. Kalarupena. In the form of time. Bhagashaha. With her different parts. Translation. The material external energy Maya, who cooperates with me in creation, and who is manifested in the three modes of nature, will not be able to bewilder you any longer. So you can repeat. The material external energy Maya, who cooperates with me in creation, and who is manifested in the three modes of nature, will not be able to bewilder you any longer. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Lord Shiva was present, his wife Durga was also there. Durga works in cooperation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in creating the cosmic manifestation. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, text 10, Maya Vyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Chara Charam. The material energy, Prakriti, works under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and unmoving beings. Prakriti is Durga. Siddhi pralaya sadhana shakti geka chaiva yasya bhuvanani vibharati durga by Durga in cooperation with Lord Saikshita lokan nu stvijja saima lokan asvita. This is the version of it. 1.1.2. Maya happens to be the wife of Lord Shiva, and thus Lord Shiva is in association with Maya, but Lord Vishnu here assures Lord Shiva that this Maya will no longer be able to captivate him. So, Sam Gunamayi Maya Natvam Abhivavishyati Maya Sameta Kalena Kala Rupena Bhagashaha. So, Om Gana Timidanda Shaganjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Very interesting verse. So let's first discuss who Durga is, or what's called the ontological, that's a big word for all of you. You can use the word to impress people. The ontological position of Durga. Durga is sometimes known as Vaishnavi. There's different names, actually. There's many, many names of Durga in relationship to her various forms, and in relationship to her various expansions and pastimes that she has with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also with Lord Shiva. So Durga, being the external energy of the Lord from whom the expands, is an expansion from the internal potency of the Lord, Yogamaya, who is an expansion from the Adi Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srimati Radharani. So, Krishna has multiple various energies, Purusha Shakti, Vividaya, Jyote, Swabhidana, and she energies of Krishna. Shiva, his position is, he's also an expansion of Krishna. So, in one sense, of course, it says here that you will be bewildered by this Maya.
In one sense, Lord Shiva is never bewildered by Maya, although he appears sometimes for pastime's sake or to teach us certain things that he's bewildered by the Maya, but he's always under the jurisdiction of the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality, Godhead. Krishna says it's very difficult to overcome this. But one who takes shelter of Krishna, he's actually under the internal potency of the Lord. So Lord Shiva is certainly under the internal potency of the Lord, and he's not controlled by the external potency, although he is controlled by the internal potency, like any devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Durga is very interesting. She is very attractive and also very ferocious at the same time. There's some interesting stories about Durga. One form of Durga is called Ambika. And she's extremely attractive. Anyone would faint upon seeing her because she's the combination of all the beautiful things in this material world. So this Ambika had to face some demons one time. And she challenged them to a fight. And the way to get these demons to fight with Ambika, to fight with Durga, is because she was so attractive, she said, "Whoever wins a fight with me can marry me." That's pretty good, isn't it? That's an interesting Swayamvara. You know, the lady declares, "Anyone who fights with me can marry me," and wins, of course, not fights. So Durga declared that, and fortunately, or obviously, all the demons were actually killed by her, so she didn't have to get married to anyone but Lord Shiva. So, in spite of being very beautiful, she's also very ferocious. I mean, sometimes she has these forms, Vajrakali. Anyone who's been to Bengal has seen this picture. Durga, of course, her name Durga means to move with great difficulty, Durga. So Durga is basically killing everybody in this material world. So one time she was fighting with some demons. When she was fighting with some demons, she gets so ferocious, she's killing all the demons, and basically, if she kills all the demons, practically won't be anyone in the material world. So she was just like, she lost. It was Krishna's service. It's not that she was unstopper. So he lay down in her path, and she stepped on him, not realizing it was her husband. And then she looked down, and she saw that it was her husband. And she got very upset, of course, and that, oh my God. You know, the tongue hung out. And that's why you see the picture. And actually she has, you know, skulls around her neck. And Lord Shiva also has skulls, but it's described that Lord Shiva's skulls are actually the skulls of great saintly persons, the bones that Lord Shiva has are the bones of great saintly persons. They're the remnants of great saintly persons. So, and of course we know that Durga, she tried to attract Haridas Thakur. She tried to test Haridas Thakur and absorb. Eventually she gave her initiation. And so what's being referred to here in this verse is actually a story that Prabhupada mentions. This devotee, Kalidas, he was describing, this is actually in the Nectar of Devotion, the description of the quality of Dira. Just like Dira means very peaceful, undisturbed. We have in the prayers of the six Goswamis, Vrindavan Dira, Adira, Janapriyo, Pirakaro, that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan were such great Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were dear to the dearest and the adhirest. That doesn't mean they were dear to the people who were dear and not dear. but to the people who are self-controlled and the people who are not self-controlled. So Lord Shiva is described as Dhira, according to this poet Kalidas, which Prabhupada quotes, because once upon a time, the demigods were to attack children of Lord Shiva, to attack the demons, and so they sent Parvati there, that's Durga, to touch Lord Shiva's genitals, Shiva Linga. In fact, that's what the Shiva Linga is, the genitals of Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is the father of all of us. And so even though she touched that, and she was trying to attract Lord Shiva to have a child, Lord Shiva was completely undisturbed, and he sits there, of course, naked. Another time, Lord Shiva was disturbed by Cupid. Cupid was also trying to get Lord Shiva agitated. And in this particular juncture, this particular story, Lord Shiva burnt Cupid to ashes. He just became angry. In other words, Prabhupada gives that as an example that sometimes we conquer lust by anger. This is not authorized procedure to get rid of lust by anger. And sometimes you see devotees who are not quite like spiritual, have this lust and sublimity that comes out of something else. It's like a balloon. I don't know if you ever played with balloons when you were young. But if you comes out of a balloon, it comes out on the other side. Of course, Sadhu's not here right now. That's how she makes balloons. She makes her balloon characters by, you know, twisting, pushing in, and coming out the other side. So sublimation means that basically you are repressing certain things, like you afraid to admit that you have some material desires, and it comes out as anger. So Lord Shiva, of course, he didn't have any material desires, but to, as I mentioned before, to set an example for us, he showed how if one is, let us say, in trying to repress, suppress material desires, that can come out as anger, and so he burnt Cupid to ashes, and Cupid therefore is known as Ananga. That means the limbs, without limbs. Basically, he has limbs, but in this particular case, no manifest limbs. He is basically hidden from view. And Cupid, of course, is firing his arrows, as everyone knows. Taste, very alert. So, the question is, how can we overcome, as Lord Shiva has, how can we overcome this Mama Maya Dharachya, this difficult energy of the Supreme Personality God? Oh yeah, one other story I want to tell about Lord Shiva in the meantime. Lord Shiva and Durga, before I get to that, is that sometimes you see Lord Shiva with three eyes. The interesting story about that, because we were talking about interactions between Lord Shiva and Durga, interesting story about that is that once upon a time, Durga was being very playful with Lord Shiva. And sometimes, you know, when you're playful with a friend, you actually put your hands over their eyes and guess who it is. You ever do that? Guess who this is? And so Durga Shiva, and the problem is when you cover Lord Shiva's eyes, the whole universe becomes dark. You know, it's not just you cover my eyes, you can still see, right? So then, because the whole universe became dark, in order to lighten up the universe, Lord Shiva manifested his third eye. The third eye also indicates, like, spirituality. So, anyway, to the point that I was mentioning, how can we overcome desire to be controlled by Maya? We mentioned this yesterday, that Maya is like the puppeteer or the marionetteer, who controls us through the three modes of nature. And yesterday we went into an elaborate description based on the 17th chapter of the Gita and partially the 18th chapter of the Gita about the modes of nature, because we mentioned that perhaps the most verses, it's so interesting in the Bhagavad Gita if you do a compilation, practically speaking, the most verses deal with the material energy and the modes of nature. So you may think, you know, why is this? You know, why should most verses deal with Krishna, the spiritual world, and everything like that? Because in order to understand Krishna and transcend this material world, we have to understand the modes of nature, how they're acting, when they're acting on us, when they're acting in other people, when they're acting in different times of the day, what food, I know this is a reiteration of yesterday's class, but what food is affected by the modes of, or what food gets us in different modes of nature, what type of music gets us in different modes of nature, what times of the day, what types of people, because it's described that karanam guna sangasya sarasa janma janishya, that our entanglement is due to association with these modes of nature. And the example given, which I've given many times before, is that everything in this world has, just like if someone just painted a building, is covered with the wet paint of the modes of nature. So you touch it, you just touch something, come in contact with something, and you got that mode of nature under you. On top of you, not under you, of course. And you're being influenced, your consciousness is being influenced, being covered by that mode of nature. It's really interesting. I don't know if anyone's experienced, let's say once in a while you may watch a movie, then the mode of nature, and not a Krishna conscious movie, of course, the mode of nature just covers you in a certain way. And you can actually see when people are coming out of the movie theaters, they're quite angry usually, or disturbed, or unhappy, or disappointed. So, therefore, we have to avoid association with the modes of nature. However, that's very difficult, because the modes of nature are everywhere. And let's say if you're going out, even in here, the modes of nature are there. I mean, people are influencing, you know, someone may be sleeping in the temple room, and that's the mode of ignorance. So the way you avoid association with the modes of nature is to associate